we're so hurt, we're angry, we're annoyed. We knew nothing of this documentary till we received a text message last night at 6:30. We were just spiraling again. We were being brought right back to that night. My mother's 82 years of age. She never thought that her daughter would go before her, never mind now that she might have to see actually what happened. When this happened, Martina's funeral was streamed live on air. We were on the front cover of every newspaper as we grieve for our sister. We have tried so hard to privately grieve for our sister, but we've been given no opportunity. We've been given no time. We're all in counselling. We're trying to navigate this new life. We're trying to come to terms with what happened. Just this week, we're transported right back to so far back in our recovery. Numb with coldness. We stood there throughout the night. We are the family that the Digger Man is talking about. We stood all night as the cadaver dogs went to look for the bodies, as we seen rubble by rubble, piece by piece, getting taken away. We were not consulted. We knew nothing of this. We don't know how Martina died yet. We don't know why this accident happened. There's so many rumours. There's so many unanswered questions. We're not ready to see it. We did see it. We still see it every day. We see it every night in our dreams. We see it when we wake up in the morning. For this to come out and be broadcast to the nation, and for us to have to go out again and face the public, and God, that was awful.